Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Officials at the Port of Oakland are hoping to get the complex up and running again this morning after thousands of protesters shut down the state's number 3 port last night. That action was part of a general strike called by Occupy Oakland in part to protest harsh police tactics last week. The California Report's Kelly Wilkinson has more.
For the thousands of protesters who made the march from downtown Oakland to the port, the mood was triumphant. Wes Nicholson is a self-employed landscaper who came out for the general strike.
It's an achievement in human determination.
The Port of Oakland is the fifth busiest in the nation, moving more than $100 million of imports and exports every day through a vast complex of terminals, rail lines, and truck routes. By last night, the few tractor trailers left inside the port were stuck, surrounded by thousands of marchers.
Block this gate!
And block this gate!
Mark DeSalvo was one of the stranded truckers.
I'm not getting paid to sit here, no. I hope I can get here before too long.
Occupy Oakland called the general strike in part to protest last week's police crackdown on the movement and marched on the port as part of the nationwide protest against economic inequalities. Yasmin, an out-of-work attorney, didn't want to give her last name because she's looking for a job.
I did everything that I had to do in a world where I was raised to think that if I worked hard and played by the rules that my merit or my labor would be rewarded. And I've done that, and I'm part of a class of people that's well-educated and hardworking and are struggling every day.
Labor representatives were out in force to push the same message. It resonated with people like David Lindsay, who is visiting California from Detroit.
I'm 21, and like I always wondered how it was to be a part of like the revolution in the 70s and everything. So it was like I'm actually here in the midst of everything that's going on. So it's incredible.
There was no visible police presence inside the port, but law enforcement officials said they were on standby in case the mood changed. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.
Voters, brace yourselves for a political fight of epic proportions in California over public employee pensions. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has the details.
There's one big reason why backers of a new initiative campaign to revamp public employee pensions want their changes in the state constitution, which means a ballot measure.
It shouldn't be subject to future legislative undermining, which would happen if it wasn't in the Constitution.
Mike Genest was budget director under former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. What he's really saying is that politically powerful public employee unions would ultimately cajole legislators to undo pension changes. Genest and a trio of other Republicans put forth two versions of a pension initiative Wednesday. The plan would force current government workers to pay more of the cost of their retirement plans. And in one version of the proposal, future state and local employees would no longer receive a traditional pension, only a 401k-style plan. Those ideas go far beyond a pension proposal last week from Governor Jerry Brown. Republican backers of the new initiative believe voters may be ready to significantly dial back retirement packages for government workers. Union officials blasted the plan as possibly illegal and a political act of war.
Anybody who puts money into this initiative automatically becomes public enemy number one to us.
Dave Lowe is chairman of a union group leading the fight on public employee pensions. He says workers are willing to negotiate, but in Sacramento, not on the campaign trail. Organized labor is a political powerhouse, and a pension fight could squeeze its campaign coffers in 2012. Labor is already gearing up to fight a different initiative, one to limit their political spending. Governor Brown, elected with a lot of help from labor, will likely face rough waters on the pension issue, with conservative and liberal forces both believing they have the upper hand. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
California grows most of the nation's fruits and vegetables, but it's looking like our elected representatives will have no input on the next federal farm bill. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
Leaders of the House and Senate Agricultural Committees, all from the Midwest, are planning to bypass a full congressional vote on a farm bill. They plan to come up with their own proposal to cut $23 billion in farm programs and present it directly to the super committee charged with tackling the federal deficit. California food, farming, and environmental groups fear the plan will bias spending toward Midwestern farmers who've traditionally benefited from subsidies for crops like corn and soybeans. California, meanwhile, could lose critical funding for programs that support food stamps, ranch land conservation, and organic farming research under the new plan.
If it happens behind closed doors, we just don't know if California's $36 billion agriculture industry will get the attention it deserves.
Ken Cook is president of the Oakland-based Environmental Working Group, a watchdog that tracks farm subsidies.
We're not going to have the open debate we need to have that the good food movement wants to have about how we can invest in healthier eating, how we can invest more in conservation, the environment, organic agriculture.
All efforts where California's taken the lead. Environmental and farming groups from across the state have collected 16,000 signatures on a petition to protect farm bill programs that support small farmers and encourage low-income Americans to eat fresh produce. But Rain Pegg, a spokeswoman for the California Farm Bureau, says she's optimistic even an expedited farm bill doesn't have to shortchange the state.
We certainly favor a more open process, but I think we have to see what the results of the discussion of the committee are before we raise concerns. It's definitely not over yet.
But it could be over soon. The new farm bill plan is expected as early as this week. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
And finally, a couple dozen fans gathered at the entrance to L.A.'s Dodger Stadium last night to celebrate Frank McCourt's decision to sell the team. Some fans boycotted the Dodgers because of McCourt. Many were chagrined at the way team management handled the fallout after the near-fatal beating of San Francisco Giants fan Brian Stowe last March outside the stadium. Season ticket holder Stanley Alvarez is one of those who opted to skip most of the games.
I want more than just playoffs. I want a good family atmosphere at Dodger Stadium, which was lost with McCourt as owner. And hopefully, you know, we can get an owner who really cares about us. I mean, I really care about the team. I want that reciprocated.
The Associated Press suggests a for sale sign could go up outside the stadium. Team, ballpark, land, and television rights available. Bids start at $1 billion. And that's the California Report for Thursday, November 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.